Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
There's a verse in the Old Testament that said obedience is better than sacrifice. In sacrifice, it's in Samuel. In sacrifice represents repentance. See, it's more important that we're obedient than to repent. Of course, we're all sinners, so repentance is always going to play a role. But just don't think you could just sin so you could ask the Lord for forgiveness with a deceptive heart. No, He wants us to be obedient. He wants us to choose Him. He wants us to endure afflictions, tribulations, whatever it might be, ridicule. He's expecting that from us because He was our example. Let me read a verse. Romans 6, verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Under the law, if the speed limit is 65 and you're going 65 or under, you are not under the law. You're obeying the law. The law doesn't have anything to do with you because you're not breaking it. Now, if you go over 65, you might see the lights come behind you, the Christmas lights on top of the gentleman's car. And you might get yourself a $100 fine. Why? Because you broke the law. You weren't obedient to the stop sign or the speeding sign. Well, that's what we are in our daily walk. He's given us the Holy Spirit so we could instinctually follow the law. Yes, this isn't just, you know, faith. Faith without works is dead. And part of the works is simply obedience. That's what it is. I'll read it again. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you not under the law, but under grace. We're under God's sacrifice is what we are. We're under the cross. We're under His blood. Yes, and that gives us the ability to overcome sin now. We couldn't overcome many of these sins we couldn't overcome. No. If anything, our human nature, our flat-out human nature couldn't be overcome. That's why there's no other way. This is just not a religion, gang. This is real. God did come to this world. In the beginning was the Word. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. The Word was God and is God. Yes. It was God's Word in the form of a man who became the Lamb on the cross for us. True love. So we could be given a way to escape. Otherwise, we were doomed for hell. Snap out of it. Snap out of it. Don't let this world think that what I'm saying is silliness or cliches. It is not. You were heading for hell until the Lord intervened, regardless of how good you were. Matter of fact, the better or the best person you were probably put you in a state of deception where you may have thought, I don't even know God, or I don't even care about God. You were satisfied with just going to church, throwing a few bucks in the basket, learning a few hymns, and possibly going to a Bible study every now and then. That has nothing to do with it, gang. Nothing. This is a heart change. This is literally in your heart. Not rituals, not traditions, not a form of godliness. No, not at all. It's a transition. It's a conversion. It's a new man. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. And this is just what I was saying. What do you think? Just because there was a sacrifice on the cross that we could be nonchalant about our walk, not guard our words, not guard our actions, do whatever our flesh says, whatever? No. God forbid, Paul says here. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey? In other words, people, let's say you have lusts and you follow your lusts, you're a servant to them. Let's say you have bitterness and you follow that bitterness, you're a slave to it. Let's say you have all these crazy ambitions that keep you up at night, you're a slave to it. Let's say you murmur, you complain, you groan, you're a slave to it. Yes, the powers of darkness have you. You're entwined. I'll read that again. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey? If you want to obey your lusts, well then they're your king. They're running the show. Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness, fork in the road. Pretty easy, gang. Either sin or obedience. If you're involved, at the office, there's a good-looking girl winking at you, and you think you could get away with it and do whatever you want, and you're not hurting anybody, you're a servant. You're a slave. You're a slave to that situation, and it's going to lead to death. But if you die to the flesh, if you get out of that predicament, if you choose Christ, if you put up the shield of faith, if you don't get involved in it, and you choose Jesus, then you're a slave of obedience unto righteousness, according to what I just read. But God be thanked that you were servants of sin. You were, past tense. We should be thanking God. It says here, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin. Past tense. Remember before you were saved? You didn't even think of God at all. At all. I never thought of God. And it's crazy because I said I believed in him, but I never thought about him. I never said I loved him. Isn't that crazy? I said I knew God, but I didn't want to have absolutely anything to do with him. Talk about a blindness. Talk about a deception. Talk about a hell, a living hell. But yet you're like the pig, getting fed the apples. And then the farmer, that beautiful farmer that delivered those apples every day, is going to slit your throat. You're like that cow that loves the farmer, getting fed every day with the grains. He goes from birth to a 500, 600, 1,200 pound animal. But yet, guess what? That beautiful farmer, you're going to get a bullet between your eyes, and then you're going to hang from some hooks and get gutted. Yes, that's where I was before I got reborn. I might have been enjoying my life. I might have been having fun. I might have been paying my bills and, hey, socially acceptable. But yet I was going to hell. Why? Because of deception. Until by the grace of God, and that's why you're saved by grace, the grace of God opened my eyes. I got out of the $3 bill realm. I got into reality. And I saw what was going on. But God be thanked that ye were servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. And this is the doctrine of the cross that Paul was delivering to the Romans. Being then made free from sin, you became servants of righteousness. Interesting. Free and servants, which basically means slaves. To become a servant of righteousness, you have to be set free from sin, which to the world doesn't understand. Because a liberal world thinks that is freedom. I can do anything I want as long as I'm not hurting anybody. Even though that's because you aren't thinking of hell. You aren't thinking of eternity. You don't even know how to love your brother because you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You don't know the price that was paid. You don't know that you're surrounded by evil spirits, demons, basically wherever you go, looking for a way to sneak in and live inside of you. Yes, these demons want to live inside of you. My oh my, 2,000 at least, a legion, which is actually 6,000. As many as 6,000 could have been living in a man that Christ had to cast them out. This is how prevalent these demons are. This isn't a joke. It's an actual battle, gang. It's an actual battle. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded you, your members, servants to unrighteousness, uncleanliness, and to iniquity, even so now, yield your members, servants to righteousness, unto holiness. So he said here, our old man, it said we were unclean, and we went from iniquity unto iniquity. In other words, sin unto sin unto sin unto sin. You know, basically, men invent sins eventually. But no, now we yield our members, our body, our mind, our soul. We yield our members, servants. We're still a slave, but now to righteousness, unto holiness. We live a holy life, a separate life, separated from the things of this world. For when ye were the servant of sin, you were free from righteousness. Wow. Free from righteousness. You know, that was like driving on the highway without your hands on the steering wheel. Yeah, that's what that was. Yeah, you were free from righteousness. Nothing was steering your life. Absolute haywire. Just living by your lusts and cares. Just caring about yourself, self-preservation. Just loving yourself or the things around you. And not caring about anybody else. Nobody. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. I tell you, the word death is used about 6 times in Romans 6. Always referring to where sin leads, to death. I'll read that one again. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? Yep, yep. And we're told about the fruits of the flesh. You know, there's a laundry list of them in Galatians 5. Check it out. You know, adultery, fornication, unholiness, all kinds of, you know, murder, deceit, gossip. It's a never-ending list. But those sins are evident. These are sins that the church has to know about, gang. This is a walk of endurance. It's not accepting things and having a phony baloney sign in front of the church saying, love, not hate. No, you are supposed to hate. Hate sin. I don't want to become a slave of sin, do you? Don't let it reign in your members. What a deception. And to think we have people in the lecterns preaching that are just loaded with sinful activity. Evident sin. How far away have we gone? Oh. Well, you people, me people, when it comes down to it, you're an army of one. It's you. Because guess what? Only you are going to be before the Lord after you die. So you might as well start getting ready now. Get ready to take care of you and make sure you're not a servant of unrighteousness.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.